August 18, for everyone. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Psalm 68:31. Throughout his ministry, Isaiah bore a plain testimony concerning God's purpose for the heathen. Other prophets had made mention of the divine plan, but their language was not always understood. To Isaiah, it was given to make very plain to Judah the truth that among the Israel of God were to be numbered many who were not descendants of Abraham after the flesh. This teaching was not in harmony with the theology of his age, yet he fearlessly proclaimed the message given him of God and brought hope to many a longing heart, reaching out after the spiritual blessings promised to the seed of Abraham. Often the Israelites seemed unable or unwilling to understand God's purpose for the heathen, yet it was this very purpose that had made them a separate people and had established them as an independent nation among the nations of the earth. Abraham, their father, to whom the covenant promise was first given, had been called to go forth from his kindred to the regions beyond, that he might be a light-bearer to the heathen. Although the promise to him included a posterity as numerous as the sands by the sea, yet it was for no selfish purpose that he was to become the founder of a great nation. "I will bless thee," Jehovah declared, "and make thy name great. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." No distinction on account of nationality, race, or caste is recognized by God. Christ came to demolish every wall of partition, to throw open every compartment of the temple courts, that every soul may have free access to God. His love is so broad, so deep, so full, that it penetrates everywhere. It lifts out of Satan's influence those who have been deluded by his deceptions, and places them within reach of the throne of God, the throne encircled by the rainbow of promise. In Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free.